Mr. Scarecrow, you do look messy. Your head's all out of shape. One day I'm going to ask Mummy to make you a brand new coat and trousers. Then you won't look so scruffy and horrid.
Hey! Hey, you Denton girls! What's your business? You're always mithering in my Scarecrow.
That's because he's our special friend, Mr. Tinsel. He must get oh so lonely and hungry.
Oh, no. You mustn't worry about him. He's only a thing of cloth and straw. Now, shouldn't you be getting back to your school trip? They shouldn't let you wander off, you know. Oh, dear. Them young lasses have made an awful mess of your head. Did you know it's your third anniversary coming up this Sunday? That's right, 3 weeks in the 10-acre field. What have you got to say about that, Andrew?
Please, Mr. Tinsel, let me go.
What? When you're doing such a fine job keeping those greedy crows off my turnips? I don't think so, Andrew. Maybe next month, eh?
At least leave the bag off for a while.
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
Please.
All right. Yeah, I dare say a bit of fresh air will do you good. I'll take a walk down to the reservoir. But don't try any of that screaming. I've got me gun.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Girls! Come here, quick. Look, there isn't much time. I need you to get some help.
What kind of help, Mr. Wood?
Well, you know who I am?
Of course you do. You're Mr. Wood from the Cash and Carry. Farmer Tinsel has kept you imprisoned here for ages because you slept with his wife. She thinks you deserted her and went away, but you've been here in the field all this time.
Hey?
Let's get this back on your head.